Our next guest is a young man who needs no introduction to you folks in Chicago. For that matter, any place where there are theater-going people in the United States. You've heard him on the radio, seen him on the stage and in pictures, and you certainly know his mama. He's one of the world's smartest comedians, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to Chicago tonight. Georgie Jessel. Radio program, and to tell you the honest truth, it's a great pleasure to be on any radio program. What's you telling any lie, you know? Things haven't been as tasty in my business as they might be, you know? Of course, you read in the columnists about actors, how well they're doing. I read it myself only 2 or 3 months ago. Jessel, there's a lucky fella. He married a rich actress and bought a diamond ring for $10,000. Who had that kind of money? I bought a little ring, and I'm taking care of it as I go along. That's all. I read about a week ago here in the paper, it says, Jessel has finally landed himself a fine job in Hollywood. He's an executive at one of the larger motion picture studios. It's a little exaggerated, the executive. I got a little job, and an office. They didn't give me anything yet. After 3 months, I'll get an office, and after 3 months, my contract is over, so you can't figure on anything, you know what I mean? But I have had a most interesting time here in California. I came here originally to play a week's engagement at one of the theaters downtown. No need to mention the name, because why should the Shell Company advertise at Paramount? However, it was the most interesting engagement, as I said. I went down there, and of course the advertising sort of disturbed me for a moment as I came in on the marquee above the theater. It said, this week, Georgie Jessel, next week, less miserable. But